with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Top congressional leaders joined tens of thousands of people at the March for Life in Washington. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
I would like to welcome you to the 52nd March for Life.
The crowd of pro-life marchers heard directly from the top two Republicans in Congress, Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
Every life is precious.
And Speaker of the House Mike Johnson.
My friends, House and Senate Republicans are committed to protecting innocent life.
March for Life President Jeannie Mancini said every human life has inherent dignity, and that's why the annual march continues. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump toured disaster areas in North Carolina and Southern California today. Speaking with reporters, Mr. Trump said states should handle their own natural disasters instead of counting on FEMA.
I'd like to see the states take care of disasters. Let the state take care of the tornadoes and the hurricanes and all of the other things that happen. And I think you're going to find it a lot less expensive. You'll do it for less than half, and you're going to get a lot quicker response.
Meanwhile, firefighters continue to battle blazes in Southern California. Captain Robert Johnson with CAL FIRE tells KGTV crews are working on the Border 2 fire burning in the Otay Mountain Wilderness near the U.S.-Mexico border east of San Diego.
We always hope for increased progress, so like I said, we do have the 10% containment. We do expect that to grow throughout the day. We do still have resources en route to this incident, so we will have additional crews on scene continuing to build on those containment lines and extinguish hotspots within the perimeter.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 140 points, the NASDAQ dropped 99, the S&P lower by 17. This is SRN News. A new Muslim terrorist group is operating in Nigeria.
The African country is already beset with two such organizations, Boko Haram and the Fulani Herdsmen, and now Lakarawa has arrived. It's not actually a new group, but it's been terrorizing neighboring Mali and Niger for a number of years. But now Lakarawa has set its sights on Nigeria, killing numerous Christians in the country's troubled northern region recently. Tens of thousands of believers have died at the hands of Islamic terrorists over the last decade. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A poll by the Public Religion Research Institute finds a majority of white evangelicals agree being Christian is an important part of being truly American. The poll also says 55% of Hispanic Protestants agree, as do 40% of black Protestants. The survey reports more than a third of Muslims in the country say the U.S. government should promote Christian moral values but not make Christianity the official religion. SRN News. A New York legislature proposal that could make it a crime for people to wear face masks to harass or threaten someone.
The bill would create the crime of mass harassment under the state's existing harassment laws and contain several exemptions for people who wear masks for medical reasons or during cold weather. Civil liberties groups have pushed back against mask bans and said this proposal is too vague and could result in selective enforcement against people expressing free speech rights. It's not clear how the bill will fare in the state legislature, but Governor Kathy Hochul expressed willingness to consider such proposals. John Scott reporting.
A man who survived being shoved onto subway tracks ahead of an oncoming train in New York City says that in spite of the trauma, he eventually plans to make his way back to the train. Joseph Linsky said in an interview with the New York Times that New York is his home. More at SRNNews.com.